Okay, we're going to call the board meeting of the meeting of the Board of Education, Roland Unified School District, August 9th, 2016, to order at 5:32 p.m. Roll call, Dr. Mitchell?
Yes, David Malkin?
Present.
Donna Friedman?
Here.
Carrie Chen?
Here.
Lynn Ebenkamp?
Here.
Angelina Pride?
Here.
All board members are present.
Thank you. Next, we have the adoption of the agenda of the regular board meeting of Tuesday, August 9th, 2016. May I get a motion to adopt the agenda of the regular board meeting of Tuesday, August 9th, 2016?
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman.
I second.
A second by David Malkin. Discussion?
There are two items of correction. In consent, on the consent calendar, item B is in boy 7, the expenditure request from Roland Adult and Community Education in support of the annual Connections to the Future event should read from the Career Certification Program, not the Roland Adult and Community Education. Rocky Better is the director for both of those programs, but the Connections to the Future is a Career Certification Program event and not an adult ed event. That is B7. The other correction is C15. On page, which is ratification of our purchase orders, on page 22 of the purchase order report, it's been modified to remove two purchase orders. They are purchase order B100484 and B100484A for the vendor Kiwanis Club of Hacienda Heights Foundation. Those are the only two corrections.
Anything else?
Pardon me?
It's time for us to pull the
yes.
consent. Yeah, to pull the one 7C15 and the 7D123.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
The consent item.
Uh huh.
7.
Uh huh.
C15.
C as in cat.
C as cat.
15.
15.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
And the 7B123.
Anything else? Okay. Can I get an amended motion then? Or will you rescind your motion, Ms. Friedman?
I rescind my
motion. Ms. Ebenkamp? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Malkin. You rescind your motion? Your second?
I rescind my motion.
Thank you. So can I get a new motion to approve the adopt the agenda of the regular board meeting of Tuesday, August 9th, 2016 with the following corrections, and we're pulling consent items 7C15, 7B1, 2, and 3, and
the corrections,
B7 on 7B7 and 7C15.
I move.
I have a motion by Ms. Friedman.
I second.
A second by Mr. Malkin. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comments on closed session?
None have been submitted.
Then if there's no comments on closed session, we will adjourn to closed session at 5:35 p.m.
Oh, I didn't even. And then there's a bright green light when it's on.
We'll call the meeting back to session at 7:10 p.m. We'll have our flag salute, and today our flag salute will be led by Mary Kaysan from the California School Employees Association representative from here at Roland Unified School District.
Put your right hand over your heart, and let's begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you. Next, we have our closed session report. During closed session, the board took action on the following item. The board voted 5-0 to approve the administrative appointment of Nicholas Garcia as assistant principal, Giano Intermediate, with an effective date to be determined. Next, we'd like to recognize and thank the California School Employee Association for providing refreshments, which are delicious. Thank you very much. And now we'll move into our reports. And our first report will come from the California School Employees Association. And we have Reggie Robertson, who will provide a brief report highlighting CSEA. Reggie. Okay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the board, Dr. Mitchell, and everyone gathered here. CSEA, we had the conference on the first of the month. It was very well done. We had the opportunity to get along with the new delegates to get explained how the system actually works. It gave me as a new delegate the opportunity to understand more of the board and more about CSEA and how it helps employees as well as provides knowledge and resources that can better help an employee to better serve the district at large. In doing so, we've found out about different programs that honors employees of CSEA, and that for me, it was an eye-opener to find that many of CSEA members have become board members as they continue to move forward from the knowledge and that they have gained from CSEA. With this has given me a greater understanding and more of a passion of wanting to be more involved in my union so that I can be a better steward within the district. So from that, we have went over several policies and things that we wish to do as far as to better support the district, as in gathering more support for Prop 55, and to look into options of extending or options of shortening the extension of charter schools in our area in hope to better serve our students in the area and for CSEA members to be a part of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, we'll have our superintendent's report, Dr. Mitchell.
Great, thank you very much. I'd like to thank CSEA as well for presenting the pledge as well as a little report and the refreshments. We have changed our structure for our 16-17 school year where we have an association or a school that will be leading our pledge and providing a brief report, as Reggie had done for us this evening, for each of our board meetings. And so we'll be able to have some more information about our schools, and that will also be in addition to our high school reports once our high school students have returned from summer break, and they'll be providing us information as well. So thank you, CSEA, for taking the lead at our first board meeting of this school year. I also wanted to recognize our staff from Alex Flores and Phil George, as well as Kurt Schlatter and Daniel from our IT department for all of the support and assistance with our new sound system. So check, check, is it working? We're on, folks. So we now have our new sound system, and so I thank you very much to the board for having approved it, and thank you very much from the support of our staff as well as the vendor to make this come to light. I also want to recognize summer programs. Many people think summer vacation, lazy days, and so forth. No lazy days. So summer's been a very busy time in the Roland Unified School Districts with many opportunities for our students to thrive and to learn. So this year, our district provided summer school to our youngest learners in grades 1-3 for intensive academic support. So our primary students had the opportunity to strengthen their English language arts and their math skills using science as the vehicle for learning, along with inquiry and STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. We also provided summer school for about 300 English learner students from across the districts in grades 1 through 6 to support and enhance academic academics and academic language acquisition and growth. In addition, enrichment was provided an hour a day in the areas of rocketry, physics, neuroscience, and animation, as well as other topics for all of our students. We had a debate program offered for our gifted and talented students, and our GATE students participated in a two-week session that culminated with a final public debate day to apply the skills that they had learned during the summer. Approximately 720 students in grades 7 and 8 received ELD, math, English language arts, and study skills support or intervention classes over the summer. Students also benefited from enrichment and advancement classes in math, science, GATE, band, and orchestra. At the high school level, about 2,581 students in grades 9 through 12 participated in summer programs in our district to take advancement classes such as computer applications, health, Spanish, geometry, and economics. High school students also were offered a variety of makeup courses in algebra, English, history, biology, and earth science. We also had two arts programs, one that was offered at the Shellen Elementary School and another at Hurley Elementary School, so that we had our summer arts program represented in our district as well. So if staff in the audience, if you feel tired, you should. We worked it, and the kids really enjoyed it. I had the opportunity to visit several summer school classes, as I know a number of our board members did as well. For the opening of school, our district and our school staff have been busy preparing for the opening of school to welcome our students to the 16-17 school year. The first day for our students is Monday, the 15th of August. Our teaching staff, our certificated staff, return to work today. We have a professional development day for our certificated staff tomorrow, and a district welcome back for certificated staff on Thursday, and our classified welcome back is on August 19th. We have delayed our classified welcome back because some of our classified staff will not be here on Thursday. We wanted to make sure that the full staff was able to attend. Therefore, it is on August 19th. I also wanted to share about our PTA partnership. Our PTA and PTOs have been very hard at work over the summer. They've been very busy planning. Our Roland Council PTA welcomed about 40 parents that came to a Roland Council PTA tutorial at Roland High School last Sunday. And so this dedicated team is ready for an exciting year, and we look forward to working with them to accomplish great things for our students. It's that partnership between student and parent and teacher or the school that really makes the difference in learning and helps our students soar. We are very pleased to welcome some new employees in our district. So we have some familiar faces in new places, and we have some new folks. So it's my pleasure to do some introductions this evening, and I've asked our new employees to please step to the podium. I'm going to share a little bit about them, and then they'll introduce themselves as well. So first we have George Herrera. George Herrera is the new principal at Villa Corta Elementary.
Thank you very much. I feel very blessed to have among the best mentors that this district has to offer, Helen Benavides and Carlos Ochoa, and I am blessed to be trusted to lead one of our schools. I only know one district. This is it. So thank you very much.
Thank you, George. So a little bit of background. George began his career in 1993 in our district as a teacher at Northam Elementary. He's been the assistant principal at Giano Intermediate since 2014, and he's held numerous leadership positions across our district. So congratulations, George, and welcome to the principalship. Next, we have Scott Kevineas. Scott is the principal at Alvarado Intermediate School. So we'd like to welcome Scott, who joins us from the Hacienda La Puente School District, where he was serving as the TK-8 principal at La Salette School. He's also served as an assistant principal at the high school level at two different schools. So it's our pleasure, Scott, to have you on board and part of the Roland team.
Thank you very much. I really want to thank you all for this opportunity. I'm a very proud product of Roland Unified, so it's great to come home. I have my wife with me tonight, Adrian, who's also a teacher. Thank you all so much for this opportunity. So excited to get started and wanted to wish Karen Clifford a very happy birthday.
There you go. Thank you. All right. So Danielle Caro, assistant principal, Alvarado Intermediate. So congratulations to Danielle. She started her career in Roland Unified as a student assistant in 1996 at Fajardo Elementary and became a general education teacher, a Coates and mentor, and most recently she served our district as a program specialist for English Language Arts. And she and Scott now make the dynamic duo at Alvarado Intermediate.
Thank you to the board. Thank you, everybody. I'm looking forward to continuing my career at Roland, as I'm born and raised Roland. So thank you. Perfect.
Arian Whitley is new assistant principal at Roland High School. So Arian, there you are. Thank you. So I just want to make sure I didn't lose you there. So Arian comes to us from Sentinel Valley Union High School District, where he taught social studies at Hawthorne High School and his prior teaching experience in Pasadena at John Muir High School. So welcome.
Thank you. I just want to thank the board for the opportunity to start my administrative career here at Roland Unified, and I'm really excited to be able to serve my community here in San Gabriel Valley. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Arian. Miles Henderson, assistant principal at Nogales High School. So, perfect. So Miles joins Roland Unified from Sierra Sands Unified School District in Ridgecrest, California, where he served as an assistant principal at the high school level. He's got very broad teaching experience, both as an elementary school teacher and a PE teacher and an intervention administrator. So he's a broad skill set, and we're very glad to have him here in our district and at Nogales High School.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mitchell and board members and the community here as well. At Nogales High School, we are called the Dream Team, and we are led by incredible Yosef over there. And we're looking forward to a great year. You know, we're passionate about our kids, and we're looking forward to demonstrating that this year.
Perfect. Thank you. Next, we have the birthday girl, Karen Clifford, assistant principal at Nogales High School. We might need to break out in song for you. Who's to know? We do have a new sound system. We could try that out. Karen joins Roland from a neighboring school district where she served as a district TOSA and has instructional experience at both the elementary and middle school level, and she's been an AVID coordinator at LACO. So thank you very much for joining our team.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate being here and this opportunity. Thank you, Scott, for the shout out. And you don't need to sing happy birthday. Yosef had our staff do that today, so it was great. And I have my son and my daughter-in-law who drove up from San Diego to be here tonight. So I'm very blessed, and I'm very happy to be part of the Roland Unified team. Thank you.
Great.
So much.
Thank you. Absolutely. And next we have Helen Oh, assistant principal, Telesis Academy. So Helen began her career in RUSD in 1996 as a long-term substitute at Oswald. She was then an elementary teacher at Fajardo Elementary, and she's been a Coates and mentor. She's taught at Hollingworth and Telesis as a learning director at Yabara. Most recently, she served as the program specialist at Telesis and Killian Elementary, and then an interim assistant principal at Telesis. So welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Mitchell, board, cabinet members. I truly appreciate the opportunity to continue to serve Roland Unified, and I'm looking forward to another fabulous year at Telesis under Johan and with the rest of the Telesis family. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Helen. We also have two familiar faces in new places. John Martinez, as the board knows, and community as well, is the principal at Roland Elementary, and Karen Magana is the principal at Killian Elementary. And so I just wanted to make sure that that was mentioned as well. So that's it. That was a long one, but thank you. Lots of important and exciting things happening this summer.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. And again, welcome to all of our new administrators. We look forward to the new ideas and energy that you're bringing to our district. And for those who come from inside who have promoted, congratulations to you. And we're very fortunate to keep our growing our own. So congratulations to all of you as well. Next, we'll have a staff report on the elementary music program by Mr. Brian Aquino. He will present the board with an update on the expansion of the elementary music program.
Good evening, board. Oh.
Good evening, board. It's my pleasure to introduce Brian Aquino, and you're wondering why our choir teacher is going to talk to you about our music update. But he's no longer a choir teacher. He is our newest program specialist over at the RIC team, and he is going to support our visual and performing arts, or VAPA, program. And especially as we expand our music program, we found the need to have additional support. And so we've recently acquired Bryant into his new position. So we're very happy to have him, and he will be giving you an update of all the work he has done this summer in a whirlwind tour.
Thank you. I first have to say I'm always going to be a choir director at heart. I just never will forget my roots. So, but I'm just glad to be here. First of all, good evening, board and Superintendent Mitchell. I am very happy to be here in front of you as Roland Unified's VAPA program specialist. Today, I'll be sharing with you an update on our district-wide music program expansion at the elementary level. I want to first begin by sharing some updates regarding our elementary music staff. First, we have the VAPA program specialist. I, myself, the VAPA program specialist, serves as three roles. The first is a facilitator, ensuring collaborative input from all music staff. The second is a coach for all music teachers. And third, a liaison for teachers and district administration. Our elementary staff consists of 10 teachers who specialize in general music, band, and or strings. The district has hired 3 new teachers to support the music expansion. Additional hiring continues at the district level to maintain lower class sizes. The VAPA program specialist, myself, will also be teaching some elementary general music classes. Like I said, I don't forget my roots. Let's also now take a look at the committee updates since June 9. The need for the 2 committees were recommended by the music teachers to assist in planning for the music expansion. The first committee was the curriculum committee. This committee would oversee all curriculum related to music, including general music instruction. For our general music instruction, all music teachers were invited to participate to give their input to the curriculum. 7 music teachers in a span of 7 days researched many general music curriculum recommended by many well-known music educators. Currently, the committee is reviewing specific general music curriculum, and final recommendations for this general music curriculum will be given to the board next meeting. Our second committee, our logistic committee, had the task of working on elementary music teacher master scheduling. Once again, all music teachers were invited to participate to give input to the music teacher master schedule. 3 teachers came together in a span of 3 days. First, the district recommended a starting point for the master schedule. It's a very difficult place to start, but a start was given. And after many iterations, members of logistics committee came up with a program design. This program design was fine-tuned by the district and the VAPA program specialist to include the following: enough travel and lunchtime from schools, a schedule that supports music expansion from grades 1 to 6, and finally, a schedule accommodating all unique elementary bell schedules. The committees also had the task of developing lessons for the first 6 weeks until all instruments are received and general music curriculum is adopted, approved, and received as well. For the general music lesson plans for grades 1 to 6, all music teachers were invited to participate to give input to the lesson designs. The VAPL specialist and 3 music teachers took 2 full days of professional development. And the results? 6 weeks of 50-minute lesson plans, all lesson plans structured to grade level appropriate. And the lesson plans will be modeled, or currently being modeled, on the August 9 and 10 teacher in-service days, by which the 3 music teachers involved in the lesson plan development is going to be presenting and continue to present the elementary band and string teachers these lessons as models to expand their lessons in their band and string classes. The music teachers also found the need to create an assembly for the first week of music lessons for grades 4 to 6. This assembly will promote both band and string programs. Interest forms will be given to students after each assembly, and forms are given back to the classroom teachers and to the music teachers with parent signatures at each site. Data from these forms will be used to place students in a music class of their choice. And on August 9 and 10, today and tomorrow, our teacher in-service days, music teachers will create this 50-minute assembly for each grade level. It was interesting because we started getting, we were kind of nervous about an assembly. And all of a sudden, I said, let's use some of the YouTube clips that are out there. And all of a sudden, it was interesting. We went from what to what do we put now? Because there's so much. So I wanted to share that with you. From the curriculum, we now move into class size monitoring. This expansion is huge, so class size monitoring was definitely something we need to look into. Class sizes were monitored to ensure classes are manageable. In grades 1 to 3, general music, class sizes are approximately 35 students. We are aware in grade 4 only two options are given, general music and strings. The student choice may skew class numbers due to only having those two music class choices. But when we get to grades 5 and 6, three options are available, general music, strings, and band. Student choice expands to now three class options, dividing the total number of students in each grade level. This will result in smaller class sizes. And in fifth and sixth grade, band and string classes average approximately 18 students. We also do understand some elementary schools with larger numbers may have more than 35 students per class. Finally, the district is aware that music expansion means more instruments will be needed. Our logistics committee suggested a number and variety of students needed to support the music expansion. Student interest forms will solidify the number of students in each music class. The instrumental teachers will also issue out district inventory of instruments as needed, and instrumental teachers will also identify the students who currently rent or own their own instruments. From there, the district will identify how many of each instruments are needed for purchase. So in closing, I'd like to thank you once again, Board and Superintendent Mitchell, for supporting this district-wide expansion. I am very excited for Roland Unified going this direction. First of all, I'm a product of this district, K-12 as a student. I call it a six-year break just for college, and then I teach another 15 years here. I realize that, you know, this is really home for me. And the music expansion makes Roland Unified trendsetters. And I share this with a lot of my colleagues. I'm very competitive in nature, and I don't like it when we lose people from our home. And I know our neighboring districts better watch out, because we're going to build this. We're going to build this. And so thank you for your support. This is a fantastic opportunity for all elementary students. And we got to start there, because from elementary, we're going to start seeping going into the secondary level, which is my passion. So I already told the secondary teachers, get ready. Get ready. So thank you for your support. And we look forward to making Roland Unified's music program a model for other districts to follow. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aquino. Any questions?
I have a couple.
Sure.
First of all, thank you for taking this on, because I know it's not easy to start a program the first year, but you sound enthusiastic, and you've got a good team working with you.
Absolutely.
As the year goes, do you anticipate some tweaking, because it isn't set in stone yet?
Yeah, there's actually tweaking. There's always tweaking. We have to be flexible. Absolutely.
Mr. Chen?
I have a question on the music instruments. I understand we need to buy more music instruments, but music instruments are very expensive, and the price quality is varied. So what is our kind of, Dr. Mitchell, what's the guideline limit, or how are we going to do
it? So to start, when we were looking at both the curriculum committee and the logistics committee, so our music teachers, provided us with some background information as to what they thought we would need in terms of instrument purchases. You'll notice on your board agenda this evening you have recommended approval for a piggyback with Chaffee Joint Union High School District, having previously done the bid process for the purchase of music instruments. We do have an inventory of instruments that have been in use in our district and are still ready to be distributed to students. Also, a number of our students already own their own instruments or rent their own instruments. Those options will still continue. But with the expansion, we do anticipate the need to purchase additional instruments. And you're right, they are expensive. And so we knew that. We knew hiring staff was going to have a cost impact to the district, and we knew that purchasing instruments was going to have a cost impact or a fiscal impact to the district. And so Bryant and Teresa Healy, as well as the music teachers, and Miriam Kim have all looked at options. Until the students go through what Bryant Aquino had shared with choosing what they're interested in doing, we won't solidify a purchase of instruments, because they don't want to purchase a stack of violins if they're not going to be used, when the students really want to have, you know, the trumpet. So I want to go through the process so they're selecting, are they going to do band or strings or general music, and then we'll have, and what's their desired instrument, and then we can proceed with purchasing instruments for our students.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Malkin?
First of all, Brian, I want to congratulate you on your new position.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's only been a couple of months since this concept has been developed. And it's amazing the amount of work and that has been completed to, you know, to this date. And I want to thank the current music teachers and the new music teachers, because without their support and without them sacrificing part of their summer, we wouldn't be where we are today. So thank you for giving of your time to help the students be able to appreciate this new program at the start of school. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I'll let them know.
Ms. Friedman?
Thank you for everything. You, the teachers that took up the summertime to do 6 weeks of lesson plans, explicit lesson plans, is amazing. So we know that you worked very, very hard, and the schedule had to be very difficult. So bravo. Good job. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I also want to echo the sentiments of my colleagues and say thank you to all of you, including also Miriam Kim, for the time that she put into the working with all of you to get this program up and going as well. And I have to tell you, Mr. Aquino, that I was beyond thrilled when I heard that you were going to be taking the lead on this. And I know it's in great hands. So I look forward to some fantastic things coming out of this program. So I'm super excited.
Thank you.
So thank you.
It's all of us, hopefully. That's awesome.
Could I just share one piece of information? Right before I came onto the board, we were going door to door and talking to parents and neighbors and things in the community. I would say music leaving our program was one of the top two. Mm-hmm. Usually it was the first reason that parents chose to leave the district, because they wanted to go elsewhere to get their children exposed to music. So you're doing a great job.
We'll keep them.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am now going to turn it back to Dr. Mitchell again for an addition to the superintendent's report.
Perfect. Thank you. I neglected to introduce our newest administrator to our team, to our Roland team. The board this evening took action to hire Nick Garcia, and so we just brushed right over that. So I apologize. That is my fault, Nick. So Nick joins us. He is the newest. He was hired about 20 minutes ago. So congratulations to Nick Garcia. He joins us from having 11 years teaching experience at the secondary level, and he will be serving as part of the dynamic duo at Giano, working with Carlos Ochoa. So welcome, Nick.
Great. I'd like to thank the board for accepting my candidacy for assistant principal and allowing me to begin my administrative career here with Roland Unified. I'd like to definitely thank Dr. Mitchell and the cabinet and Dr. Ochoa for also bringing me onto the leadership team. I look forward very much to bringing a lot of energy and a lot of creativity to the school site and helping fulfill the mission of both the district and the school. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and welcome again. Next, we'll move into our public comments. Our written request to address the board. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended further or limited by the vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Our first speaker, Mr. Humphreys.
Pages on your budget items, so forth, but I'm just going to table that because the Olympics are on, so we'll just cut to the chase. You know, as I'm part of the community administrative quality control persons, and sometimes we say things, and hey, a doctor said it, PhD said it, so it's got to be right. But Dr. Michael Joseph said, hey, character counts. But as we know, everybody has character. Mother Teresa has character. Al Capone has character. But the truth is that the quality of the character, and that's what really counts. And as we know here at Roland Unified School District, we have lots of characters, a cast of characters, both good and not so good. The second item here is, Mr. Flores has stated before, that we have nothing to hide. Well, the thing, has anybody seen Miss Nelson from Nogales High School? And what happened to Mr. Stuart Moe? Boom, just disappeared. He's a longtime employee. Has anybody seen him or no? And, of course, Eric Hart was here just a year, so forth on that. And also on the transportation report, where was the CNG station? Ooh, a lot of people like to
know about what's going on that particular issue, and also that the failure to comply with Freedom of Information Act request does have consequences. Also, which one of you started this rumor about the $200 million bond issue to make sure that all of the unfunded measures of the current bond issues will be taken care of? And also, and I got to give whoever the genius is to put that north side, state-of-the-art administrative district function over there, sell this off to whomever. And that will also help unite this district into one, and also take care of the longtime Barrio Ghetto image that has been throughout the history of this institution. Also, last but not least, I got to thank Mr. Malcolm once again for running for this office, and my wife thanks you, my kids thank you, and I can't thank you enough. And Shay Lohman, who put the money and staff behind to get you all elected, and Ms. Friedman, thank you, and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Humphreys. Next, we'll have Shay Lohman.
I get 10 extra seconds for that, right? Board, first off, good evening. I want to welcome all the new employees that we have and welcome back to everybody else. It seems kind of funny saying welcome back because I don't feel like we left at all. Our teachers, our classified staff, our administrators, we have been working hard all summer. We've sent dozens of teachers, many teachers, came in voluntarily to plan curriculum during the summertime. We sent various teams to different conferences related to technology and student achievement. The school district and labor associations worked together on a training we call Speed of Trust, which is designed to help facilitate the relationships we have with each other and, of course, the students that we teach. So we're excited. We're ready. We're looking forward to a great school year, and we wish you all a fantastic year. So did I get to bank the time for the rest of the year then?
No such luck. Thank you, Mr. Lohman. Next, we'll go into our discussion action items. First, we have to approve and adopt the revised 2016-17 budget. Under Education Code Section 42127I4 requires districts to revise their budget not later than 45 days after the governor signs the annual budget act. The governor signed the 2016-17 Budget Act on June 27, 2016. As such, RUSD has until Thursday, August 11, 2016, to submit a revised budget to the Los Angeles County Office of Education. May I get a motion to approve and adopt the revised 2016-17 district budget?
I move.
I have a motion by Ms. Friedman.
A second.
A second by Mr. Chin. Questions? Oh, yeah. Questions?
The report first? Or
Alex, yes. In the June board meeting, the 2016 budget was presented and approved. The approved budget reflected a year-ending balance that would be positive by a little over $48,000. The revised budget on today's board agenda reflects more up-to-date fiscal information regarding expenditures and revenue. When the 2016-17 district budget was approved, it reflected information and assumptions obtained in the governor's May revision. Revenue is reduced in the revised budget by a little over $1.2 million. Gap funding was reduced when the governor signed the budget on June 27th. And more up-to-date enrollment and ADA projections were also used. Expenditures were reduced in the revised budget by a little over $500,000. Overall, the 2016-17 budget reflects a negative ending balance of a little over $682,000. Also to note, the overall ending balance presented in June for the ending balance was about $27.5 million. The ending balance in the revised budget is greater, is $31.2 million. The increase in the ending balance reflects information acquired during the closing process, which we are in the middle of for our fiscal year books. A large portion of this increase was a result of an accrued payment for the 14-15 school year that we did not need to make, as it was made during the year, for the GAP of $2.3 million.
Thank you. Questions? Mr. Malkin?
As a result of those changes, I think it was a couple of months ago, we approved the LCAP. Will there need to be any adjustments made in the LCAP as a result of these adjustments in the budget?
No. This is all on the base side.
Any additional questions? Then all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have a resolution for Attendance Awareness Month. September 2016 marks the third annual Attendance Awareness Month campaign, an opportunity to rally the community, advocates, policymakers, volunteers, funders, and supporters around the importance of attendance and its role in academic achievement. Roland Unified School District would like to join in with many other school districts across the country to remind parents and students about the importance of regular attendance at school by declaring September as Attendance Awareness Month. May I get a motion to adopt and proclaim September as Attendance Awareness Month and hereby commit to focusing on reducing chronic absenteeism to give all children an equitable opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive academically, emotionally, and socially.
I move.
I have a motion by Ms. Friedman.
I'll second.
A second by Ms. Ebenkamp. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have classify and exempt select positions. California Education Code Section 45256.5 allows the governing board of the Roland Unified School District by majority vote to classify and exempt select positions. Under Education Code Section 45256.5, the superintendent's recommendation is to request that the following positions be classified as senior management and allow, per the Education Code, to have these specific positions be filled from an unranked list of eligible employees who have been found to be qualified for the positions as specified by the district superintendent and determined by the Personnel Commission. We have the Assistant Superintendent of Administrative Services, Director, Fiscal Services, Executive Director of Facilities, Maintenance, Operations, and Construction. May I get a motion to approve and recommend that the Roland Unified School District Personnel Commission classify and exempt the positions of Executive Director of Facilities, Maintenance, Operations, and Construction as senior management position to allow this specific position to be filled from an unranked list per Education Code Section 45256.5. Sorry, Ms. Friedman.
No, when you sorry. I move.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. Friedman.
I second.
A second by Ms. Ebenkamp. Any discussion? Mr. Malkin?
These positions are currently ranked as such, but they have a name change, from my understanding.
That's correct. These positions have been exempt, but because of the change in title from the Director of Facilities, that is why it's coming back to the board.
And has the board or the superintendent received any opposition from anybody regarding this?
We have not.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have Resolution AS-16-1701, Annual Delegation of Administrative Authority to Process Routine Budget Revisions, Adjustments, and Transfers. The Los Angeles County Office of Education, Division of Business Advisory Services, annually requires that the Board of Education adopt a resolution to authorize the superintendent to make routine budget revisions, adjustments, and transfers as necessary for the payment of district obligations and to effect technical adjustments of the board adopted budget during each fiscal year. The resolution shall remain in effect for a period of 1 year from July 1st, 2016 to June 30th, 2017. May I get a motion to adopt resolution number AS-16-1701, Annual Delegation of Administrative Authority to Process Routine Budget Revisions, Adjustments, and Transfers?
I move to adopt.
I have a first by Ms. Ebenkamp.
I second.
A second by Ms. Friedman. Any discussion?
Yeah, I had one question about this that was answered previously, but the wording of this isn't very clear as to what superintendent they're talking about, whether it's our district superintendent or LA County. And it was our district superintendent.
Okay. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have a lease agreement between Apple Incorporated and Roland Unified School District for Oswald Academy, Apple 1-to-1 lease Glendale piggyback bid number P3-13/14. SG, Oswald Academy enters into a new lease each year for the computers that are part of the one-to-one laptop program. This is a parent-funded program in which parents pay for the laptop over 3 years interest-free. Oswald Academy has between 90 to 95% parent participation each year and sets aside funds to cover the costs for students who cannot financially participate in the program, assuring that no student is left out of the program. May I get a motion to approve the lease agreement between Apple Inc. and the Roland Unified School District?
I move.
I have a motion by Ms. Friedman.
I'll second.
A second by Ms. Ebenkamp. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Mr. Chin?
Why do we use the Glendale piggyback? What is Glendale? Is that the Glendale Unified School District's, or what? Can you tell us more about it?
This piggyback has been approved by the district previously, and so we are going off an existing approval that the board has already made previously. Because this, again, is the ninth, this will be the ninth year that Oswald has participated in this program. And so when you enter into the agreement, the board has already approved the piggyback.
Okay.
Mr. Malkin?
Two questions. One is, how is the determination made whether a family is eligible for funding for this program? And the second one is there a separate account that money goes into?
So we have the principal here as well. So Kevin Despard is here. So do you want to share with the process that you've gone through? Just in terms of informing parents, I know you've met with your fourth grade parents and you've shared with them the financial piece.
Go through every year. The program starts in fifth grade, so every spring we meet with the fourth grade parents, talk to them about the program. Most of them know about it because it's been going on for 9 years now, or will be 9 years. So we tell them about the costs associated with it, give them their options, whether it's annual payments, monthly payments, or if they choose not to or can't participate, then we have them fill out a survey of which option they would like to choose. And for those parents who choose to not participate due to financial restraints, then we buy those out of our site funds to make sure that everybody participates in the program. We don't want to leave anybody without one part of the laptop program.
Is free and reduced lunch a consideration?
Well, so what we do is we'll ask them as a survey. It's not everybody who qualifies for free and reduced lunch, because the payments end up being about $35 a month. And most parents say, I want my kid to participate. I want to be part of it because I've gone here maybe specifically for the program, or I have older siblings who really, talk about the program. So that is part of it, but it's not the only factor. We basically, if a parent says, I can't do it, we'll work with the family. Either sometimes we have used or previously owned laptops that we'll offer to give them, or we'll give them a brand new one, part of the program that we pay for.
I think the important factor, too, is that if it's a district-funded, that student does not keep the laptop. If it's student-funded, they own that laptop. They keep that.
Right, so they pay for 3 years, and at the end of the 3 years, it's theirs to keep. For high school and beyond.
Mr. Despard, for the students who the district or the school provides laptops for, do they take them home at night or do they stay at school and are they just used during the day?
So they're used during the school day, except for if there's projects or things they really need to work on. We have them. We don't want them, because they're ours, we want to make sure we take care of them. We don't have them take them home on a daily basis as they would the ones they're paying for. But if there's a project due or something, the teachers make arrangements with the parents to take them home maybe 1 or 2 days a week to work on those specific things, or allow extra time during the school day to finish what needs to be done.
Okay. Any other questions?
When the money is do you collect the money, or how is the money collected,
and where does it go? For the first 5 years of the program, we collected it every month. So my office staff was processing 500 payments a month, because we have it
exactly.
Fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, right? So it's a lot of payments. They were acting, they would say they put on their Bank of America hats after hours and do all that. So this will be the fourth year. Apple partnered with a company called Invest for Learning, which is run by Xerox, who basically just a collection, they just collect the money. So the money is paid through an online portal, like any bill pay you have or anything like that. The money has gone into this account. It's through ProAmerica. I think that's the company, the name of the bank who basically the Investor Learning collects it through the online portal, and then every month transfers that money into the ProAmerica account, which we have. And that's where the money is collected there. And then every year in July when the leases are due, they're paid from that money.
Thank you.
So it's all done through a third party. There's no cash collection at the school.
Right.
That's what I was worried about.
It was becoming a big headache.
Well, I was worried about bonding anybody.
Yeah.
Any additional questions?
What if they miss the payment, then who's responsible?
So what we'll do is we are able to go on to that portal, the Invest for Learning portal, and be able to look at the history. And so what we'll do is maybe every month or so, my office staff will go in there and look, and we'll get, there's a report that we can collect for like late or overdue payments. And so we'll contact the parents, you know, and say, hey, we noticed you haven't paid in 2 months. And the parents sometimes will say, oh, I just forgot. Or, you know, the credit card I had set up to auto bill pay, you know, had expired, like happens to me sometimes too. I forgot to update it. And so that, or if they say, you know what, we're having some financial trouble, we sometimes will make arrangements that, well, you know, can we reduce the payment over 6 months, and then, you know, when you're able to get back on your feet, or however it works. So we work out that, and over the 8 years that we've been doing this program, very few, I think maybe a couple handful total, have just completely defaulted, whether become a, you know, some kind of emergency or something like that.
Any additional questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next, we have our cooperative piggyback bid, ENI state contract CNR 01331. The board is being asked to approve the ENI cooperative piggyback bid for the purchase of Bradford carts from Bradford Incorporated. May I get a motion to approve the ENI cooperative piggyback bid with contract number CNR 01331?
I second it.
I have a first by Lynn Ebenkamp and a second by Donna Friedman. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have cooperative piggyback bid NJPA number 100614, number CDW Technology Solutions with related equipment and accessories, awarded to CDW LLC. The board is being asked to approve the NJPA cooperative piggyback bid for the purchase of technology-related equipment and accessories. May I get a motion to approve the NJPA cooperative piggyback bid with contract number CDW100614?
Move.
I have a motion by Mr. Chin.
I'll second.
A second by Ms. Friedman. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have the San Gabriel Valley Purchasing Cooperative Piggyback on RFP 1173-15/16 between Rolling Unified School District and the A&R Food Distributors. The board is being asked to approve the RFP 1173-15/16 for the purchase of frozen and refrigerated food products for the 2016-17 school year. May I get a motion to approve the use of the San Gabriel Valley Purchasing Cooperative Piggyback on RFP 1173-15/16 for the purchase of frozen and refrigerated food items?
I move.
I have a motion by Ms. Friedman.
Second.
Second by Mr. Chin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have the San Gabriel Valley Purchasing Cooperative Piggyback on RFP FS00115-16 between Rolling Unified School District and Continental Sales Company. Approve the RFP FS00115-16 for the purchase of fresh and processed produce for the 2016 school year. May I get a motion to approve the use of the San Gabriel Valley Purchasing Cooperative Piggyback on RFP F700115-16 for the purchase of fresh and processed produce items?
I move to approve.
I have a motion by Ms. Ebenkamp.
I'll second.
A second by Donna Friedman. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have San Gabriel Valley Purchasing Cooperative Piggyback on RFP number 1516D-001 between Rolling Unified School District and Driftwood Dairy. The board is being asked to approve RFP number 1516-D-001 for the purchase of dairy and milk products for the 2016-17 school year. May I get a motion to approve the use of the San Gabriel Valley Purchasing Cooperative Piggyback on RFP number 1516D-001 for the purchase of milk and dairy products?
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman, a second by Carrie Chin. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have the San Gabriel Valley Purchasing Cooperative piggyback on RFP FS00115-16 between Roland Unified School District and Gold Star Foods. The board is being asked to approve RFP FS00115-16 for the purchase of fresh and processed produce for the 2016-17 school year. May I get a motion to approve the use of the San Gabriel Valley Purchasing Cooperative piggyback on RFP FS00115-16 for the purchase of fresh and processed food items?
I move to approve.
I have a motion by Lynn Ebenkamp.
A second.
Second by Carrie Chen. Any discussion?
I just have a comment. Some of the piggybacks confused me a little bit. I understood that we're piggybacking off of purchases from other districts that were the best prices they could get. But and I also further understand that the district then looks into seeing if we can do better than that even, but the board has approved that we can purchase by piggyback if we so choose. I didn't understand that we might be able to get things at a lower price also. So just approving the piggyback doesn't necessarily set the price in stone. It gives us the best price, or it says we can't go higher, but it hits a ceiling, but we could get a better price. Mm-hmm. So it's usually a pretty good thing.
I think the biggest benefit is you're buying in bulk. It's like going to Costco versus going to a grocery store. And you join other districts, you buy more, and so you get a lower price.
Yep.
That is the case with the cooperative.
Yeah, the cooperative for the food, yeah.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have San Gabriel Valley Purchasing Cooperative piggyback on RFP 1173-15/16 between Roland Unified School District and Gold Star Foods. The board is being asked to approve RFP 1173-15/16 for the purchase of frozen and refrigerated food products for the 2016-17 school year. May I get a motion to approve the use of the San Gabriel Valley Purchasing Cooperative piggyback on RFP 1173-15/16 for the purchase of frozen and refrigerated food products?
Move to approve.
I have a motion by Carrie Chen.
I'll second.
A second by Lynn Ebenkamp. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have a piggyback bid, Chaffee Joint Union High School District purchase of musical instruments, bid number 15/16-017. The board is being asked to approve the Chaffee Joint Union High School District piggyback bid number 15/16-017 for the purchase of musical instruments. May I get a motion to approve the Chaffee Joint Union High School District piggyback bid number 15-16-017 for the purchase of musical instruments?
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman.
I'll second.
A second by Lynn Ebenkamp. Any discussion? Mr. Malkin?
Now, I understand from the presentation that we had from Bryant that this is basically an open bid right now, and that once we determine the instruments that we need, this bid will be then acted upon?
It's not an open bid. So what you're approving this evening is the piggyback. So it's the opportunity to use the bid process that Chaffee Union High School already did to guarantee best pricing.
Okay.
And so approving this evening will allow us, once we've done an inventory of instrument purchase needs, to then go through this piggyback to buy them.
Right. Once that list is developed, does that need to come to the board or not?
It will come to the board through a purchase order.
Okay.
And Chaffee and Union, who is going to be negotiating the price, and how does it work?
Chaffee's already negotiated it. It's done. So they've gone through the labor of the bid process. So when we bring a piggyback to the board, what we've done is researched what is the best price point for what it is we're looking to buy. And so we would see who already has gone through the bid process. So in this case, Chaffee's gone through it. Mm-hmm. They have provided us what their agreed on prices were through their bid process. So how much were they paying for a violin, for a flute, for whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to then go out to other vendors and say, what would be your best price, to make sure that this piggyback would then give us best pricing. And once that's been confirmed, we bring it to the board to approve a piggyback. And as Ms. Ebenkamp has said, that the
the bid process is a ceiling, there can be a discount perhaps for additional volume, or that the inventory has changed, or a sale, but it's the ceiling for the purchase.
We're benefited from this, but what does Chaffey get from us?
Nothing. Other people piggyback off of us.
Yeah.
So there's a board somewhere that's piggybacking off of a roll-in bid. So we've done the labor to establish the ceiling price for a product, and there's a board that will be approving off of a roll-in bid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ms. Friedman?
And I feel we save time because we would have to put it out for bid, then we're going to have to look at all these prices, and then they need the musical instruments. So you found the bid there already done, and so that's why we're piggybacking to use that, right?
That is correct. It does save time. However, we also invest time up front to make sure. So we don't do it. Our purpose isn't time saving. It is really looking at best price.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we'll go into our consent calendar. Please note that the following are corrections that were made to the agenda. Under the consent calendar for the regular Board of Education meeting of June 28, 2016, Section 7 of the consent calendar, 7.B.7, expenditures request for role in adult and community education in support of the annual Connections to the Future event. The expenditure request is being made by the Career Certificate Program, not role in adult and community education, as indicated in the agenda item title and quick summary abstract. Also on 7C.15, approval and ratification of purchase orders, page 22 of the purchase order report has been modified to remove POs B100484 and B100484A for the vendor Kiwanis Club of Hacienda HTS Foundation. I would also like to note that the following items have been pulled for further discussion. Item 7B, 1, 2, and 3, and item 7C, 15. All matters listed under consent calendar are considered by the Board of Education to be routine or sufficiently supported by prior accompanying reference materials and information not requiring additional discussion. They will be enacted by a motion as referenced below. There will be no separate discussion of these items prior to the time the Board of Education votes on the motion, unless members of the board, staff, or public request specific items be discussed, added to, or deleted from the consent calendar for separate action. Members of the public may request that a specific item be removed from the consent calendar by completing the written request to address the board form card and presenting it to the Secretary of the Board in accordance with Board Bylaws 9322. All consent items are indicated by the designation of C after the item title. May I get a motion to approve and or ratify items on the consent calendar with the removal of the agenda items so noted and the corrections so noted for separate discussion and action?
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman.
A second.
A second by Carrie Chin. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we'll go to item 7B, 1, 2, and 3. Oh, thank you. Educational consent items for B1. Mr. Chin, do you object to taking them all at once, or did you want to discuss each one individually?
Oh, we do it at once.
Okay. So then item 7B, educational consent items, 7B1. Inter-district attendance agreement between the Arcadia Unified School District and the Roland Unified School District. Item 7B2, inter-district attendance agreement between the Pasadena Unified School District and the Roland Unified School District. And item 7B3, inter-district attendance agreement between the Whittier City School District and the Roland Unified School District. May I get a motion for approval?
I move.
I have a motion by Carrie Chin.
A second
by Donna Friedman. Questions?
Yeah, I put this item because I have a question. Is the current lease agreement, I don't remember we have discussed it for the past few years. Is that agreement currently effective and just renew it, or how does it work, and why we have agreement with these three districts? They are like Pasadena and Arcadia are far away from us. And what is the purpose? Do this and so on.
So previously in education code, in order for us to honor an agreement with another district to allow a student to have an inter-district agreement, mm-hmm. we had to have these agreements in place. So every district we traded students with, we would have these, and you would see many of them on board agendas just, you know, at the beginning of school years or in spring times. And the ed code has changed. It no longer is required for us to do so. That it's easier to have an inter-district transfer without necessarily a board agreement between the districts. But some districts still like to do that because it sort of solidifies the process and why and how and when it occurs. And so these three districts have chosen to ask us for an agreement as well. And typically, they don't ask for one unless they expect to get students from us. So we do have some students who trade back and forth, but not very many with these three particular districts.
Is the agreement make the students transfer more restricted or?
I think it's cleaner. It's not necessarily more restricted. Mm-hmm. So we know who's going and when, and there's typically timelines or requirements or reasons attached to it, but they're all within the education code, which doesn't change much of what occurs. It's just, I think, another hoop for parents, or feels like another hoop for parents to have to go through.
Are the agreement with the three districts the same, or how much difference?
They're basically the same. There's not much difference to them.
It could also be on here, because these three were also a request of the districts, and it could be part of their board policy. Mm-hmm. It's no longer required in education code, but board policy in these districts may require that they have an inter-district agreement.
Okay, that's why I put it here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have item 7C-15, approval and ratification of purchase orders. May I get a motion to approve and ratify the purchase orders?
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman.
A second.
Second by Carrie Chin. Discussion? Mr. Chin?
Yeah, I put this on because can you show the attachment of any one of the purchase order? I'd like to discuss the format. The format is improved from the previous report, but it's still any page, say page 3 or any page.
Can you move your microphone to you?
Oh, sorry.
Scoot the whole base of it
Okay.
And then you can pick up the
voice. Right. Okay, that's good. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, okay, it's better, yeah.
C.
C15. The attachment, the purchase orders, 130 pages of purchase orders.
Can you go down there?
Track that.
Okay. Some place for us.
Yep. Yeah. And okay. Any page, the format is different from the format before. It improved. It's got a lot more information, but it's still not detailed enough to us. For example, the item is that of says just computer, and doesn't say what is the details. Like what part of computer, or the computer itself, or the part, or what type of computer, or anything like that. So in the future, can we get more detail? A little bit more detail with the description of the item.
There is not the possibility to put more detail on this particular report. So we've gone through several iterations.
Right.
This is the same report that the board approved and asked us to proceed with using. So we haven't changed anything since the board said, yes, that's what we want. And so in terms of this report, it's generated out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to put in the information that's there. There isn't an area within there to put a detailed description. So that's
fine. If you put this format and we have to request it for a purchase order itself for us to see if we have questions on that.
That would be correct.
Right.
So if you add an item on this one that says computers prior to the board meeting, you could always make a request to see that purchase order.
Right. For this month, for the 132 pages.
Pages. Yeah.
So it's hard for us to digest all of them to see. So I feel very difficult to understand every item because of that's why I ask if there's a little bit more detail, if we feel more comfortable to approve it or asking questions. Mm-hmm. Right. So, okay, that's fine. So in the future, if I have a question, I just ask for the detail.
The exchange,
purchase order itself.
The exchange would be that it would go up to 150 pages.
No.
Some more.
Yeah. Well, and as you know, Mr. Chen, if you have a question, we can always schedule an appointment prior to the board meeting, and you could meet with district staff, and we could go over them with you. That would not be a problem at all.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. That's it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, for information, you have your informational report of conference attendance. And now we come to board member comments. And Ms. Ebenkamp, you are first this time.
This month I've made special efforts to go to community events. Including some of our participating cities and partners in our district. The board is really trying to reach out to these cities so they know we exist and they know what we're doing so we can share what's going on with Roland. Mr. Malkin and I both went to the La Puente anniversary. It was their 50th anniversary, and we had a really nice dinner. We were introduced to the group, and I suggest that any board members that have a chance to visit their cities that they're responsible for and get to as many things as you can get to. Also, I've been trying to go to more chamber events, and I'll be attending the Welcome Back events that the district's having. And over the past couple years, I've really seen the importance of community for our board members. We know a lot of what's going on with the district, what's happening with the unions and the teachers, but I think it's so important for us to get out there in all different areas. I know I have a little subsection that I'm most comfortable with, but I've made a big effort to not pick that in particular because, for instance, I come from the medical field. I worked in the medical field all my life. I could be sticking around with the nurses all the time, but I've had to grow and I've had to meet with teachers and all clerical employees, and I just think it's important for us to be well-versed and know all facets of the district. And lastly, I love our new home and our new microphone, and when we get our lectern, it'll be even better, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Ebenkamp. Mr. Malkin?
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, you can promote it.
Mine's only 120 pages, so I cut mine by two. I'm going to change my comments this new year and kind of do a mixture of what I've done. You look very concerned. What I've done and other comments in general. So first, I want to thank you for the sound system. It's beautiful. It sounds great. They can hear our words of wisdoms now. So I really appreciate that. And I appreciate the staff that put it all back together. Because I understand it was our staff that put it back together. So it looks beautiful. Yes. Welcome back to the RUSD family. I'm looking forward to an exciting year again this year. I think we planted a lot of seeds last year. And I think those things are going to blossom this year. The music program is just one of many, I think, that are going to be coming aboard. Welcome to the RUSD family members that have chosen our family for a new career goal. You made a wise decision. And congratulations to all those current RUSD members that have accepted promotions. I already thanked the music staff, so I won't redo that again for giving of their time during the summer. Alex and his staff, I just drove by Roland Elementary the other day. It looks great. I mean, the changes in our school, they talk about you only have one opportunity to make a first impression. It definitely has been a big change. It looks so much nicer over there now than just seeing brown dirt. So thank you and your staff for that. Congratulations to the RUSD Transportation Customer Service Award winners. And a big congratulations to Mary Sassini who was named RUSD Bus Driver of the Year. So congratulations to them. And then I won't repeat the celebration of the 60th anniversary. Thank you, Alex, for taking Kiwanis out of the receipts. I didn't know how I would explain that. And thank you for doing that. And one last a big one. As Lynn mentioned, we do the ribbon cuttings for the chamber. And just the other day, we did the ribbon cutting for Firehouse Subs, which just opened up where Barnes & Noble used to be. The reason I mention that is that a young individual, a young man, opened that franchise. He's in his late 20s. He came here from New Delhi, and his host family, when he came here, was in Roland Heights, and he came with four other brothers. And he attended Roland High School. So he's a graduate of Roland High School. He's now opening this new Subway, Firehouse Sub restaurant franchise. And the people working behind the counter, a couple of them I talked to, are recent graduates from Roland High School. So now we have a Roland High graduate opening a franchise, hiring Roland High graduates. I mean, you can't get any better than that as far as success. So I think that was really great. And the irony of this thing is that his last name was M-A-L-K-A-N, which really surprised me. So go over there, say hi to Malcolm, and wish him good luck, and say hi to one of the Roland students working behind the counter. And that's all I got.
Thank you, Mr. Malcolm. Ms. Friedman?
So I had a lot to say, but I shortened it half. So let's see if this will be shorter. I visited the schools at Oswald. Mr. Despart walked us around, and we saw the Maker Camp. And the kids were actively learning. They had to turn on the light and engineering part of it. All the kids were engaged, and then they were making cars with materials. And then they could go over to this ramp and test them out, and the cars drove, even with all these different things that they gave them. It was really nice to see. At Telesis, Mr. Schmitz walked us around. He told me about the scholarships they give out, awards for AR, like an AA, a BA, a master's, and a doctor's award. I was really impressed. The ones with the doctor's degree award were recognized by giving a medal and certificate. Mrs. Whittingham taught kindergartners. All students were engaged, and students were working on iPads. At Blandford, they invited me to the final debate, and the parents praised the program. So one parent said that her daughter was so shy that could not believe that she could go up there and debate the other kids, and they were excellent. It was really nice to watch. They're very talented. They learned a lot. I went to the new teacher training, which was excellent, and the main focus was to love the kids. Now, when I started teaching 36 years ago, no one ever told me that. I did love my students all 36 years. But to tell new teachers that, I thought was amazing, because if they're loved, they're going to want to produce and do what they're supposed to do. They also showed a video about a young boy talking, and Sherman, his name is Sherman. And if you see I Believe in Me, if you video, if you check it on YouTube, highly recommend it. I started crying because he talks about how if you need to believe in me and my classmates, and sometimes you're all we have, and you're there for us, and it was excellent. So it's like 9 minutes, and I know that you'll enjoy it. Lastly, I went to Sacramento on Friday and attended the California Association of Suburban School Districts meeting. The most important thing is that we need to pass Proposition 55. So when it's time to vote, please vote yes. I want to welcome our new teachers and all the new administrators and vice principals that were hired and changed. And then it's exciting that school is starting, and have a good school year, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Friedman. Mr. Chin?
Yeah, I'm very happy with the music program presentation today by program specialist Brian Aquino. And music is very important, and it will influence the child's whole life. So if we can get the program going, and it will be very, very benefit to all the kids. So, and So this is a start, and we'd like to see it keep going and successful. And number two is I got some requests from the community and asked me to solve a major problem, which is old problem, we are losing kids. So I make the request, informal request with Dr. Mitchell. We had a telephone conversation with Dr. Mitchell, and I asked Dr. Mitchell to do some investigate and how and why and what's the number of the students who left our school district after the middle school, junior high level, and don't go to our high school. So that's the main part of the we lose students, either Alvarado or Oswald or any one of the junior high schools. And when they finish their junior high school, they find a way to go to other district. So so I want Dr. Mitchell to keep in mind, and when you have time, and give us the number and the reason, and we'll see how we can stop the losing kids. Okay, and next week is our school starting day. So good luck, and we'll all work harder this next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Well, as you can tell from the big smile on my face, I'm thrilled to be back here for another start of a wonderful and exciting school year. One thing I do want to let you know is that we do give copies of our board comments to our board secretary, so I don't go through everything that I've been doing. You can read about it in the minutes next month. But I do want to highlight one event that I've attended since our last meeting that was a real highlight for me, and that was the Santana Summer School graduation. First, I have to say I was impressed by the number of family and friends that showed up. It was standing room only there, and they were excited and enthusiastic, and it was fantastic. And there were two student speakers. Both were exceptional, but one really stood out, and that was Cassandra Luna. Her speech really brought tears to my eyes because it was so real, and she just told the truth about how she ended up there and why she was only graduating in summer and didn't graduate in the spring with her class. And it was just very, very heartfelt. And I'm also happy to report that since the graduation, Cassandra and three other students who graduated that day have either called or come in to see me at Mount SAC to register, and they have followed through with their registration process. So I look forward to seeing all of them on campus come August 29th at the start of Mount SAC's school semester. And that just showed me that the things that they're learning at Santana are really sticking with them, because I see students every day who come in and I spend all this time with them and then never see them again. And these four students have followed up and done everything that I've told them to do. So I was really impressed. So I just want to give kudos to Mr. Edmonds and to their counselor, Mr. Duran, as well as all of the teachers and staff there that do such a fabulous job with those students, because like I said, it's rare that you have students actually do what you told them to do and follow up with you. So I was really, really impressed and excited. I look forward to all of the welcome back events that we will be having this week and next week. And I'm just really excited about the things that we'll be doing this school year. And finally, I'll leave you with this. I just like to say, don't let people pull you into their storms. Instead, you pull them into your peace. And with that, I wish each one of you a wonderful school year. May I get a motion to adjourn?
I move.
I have a motion by Ms. Friedman.
A second.
Oh, David, second that one. A second by Mr. Malkin. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Have a good one, everybody.
Okay. Ernie, I thought we have a long